By my side. What's up, everybody? Kyle here. This is The Lock Show. You're listening. I'm talking. How's your Thanksgiving? I had family over. That's kind of the problem here with Thanksgiving and divorced parents. And once you start having kids, because I always look at like my parents and stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't they hang out with their siblings and stuff anymore on holidays? Like, is that what life turns into? You hit a certain point where you just don't hang out with your family anymore on holidays? I figured out the secret recipe. I said the F word. That was way too early in the game. I figured out why this happens. And it's pretty damn simple. Once you start having kids, mobility is not easy. Holidays in general, say I'm married to my wife. So typically you would have, let's just take Christmas for example. I'd have Christmas with my parents and her parents. That's two Christmases. Well, typically for most families you have, you know, like a family Christmas. So that doubles it with both those parents. So you have on her parents' side, she has a family Christmas. On my parents' side, we have a family Christmas. That is four Christmases, ladies and gentlemen. Now take into account divorced parents, okay? Because you're not going to have Christmas with those divorced parents at the same time. For me, that adds another Christmas and another family Christmas. Rachel's parents aren't divorced, luckily, but that would also double the equation. So why the hell would I put myself through all of this on Christmas, take my soon-to-be three kids everywhere, when I can just sit in the comfort of my own home? You'll realize once you're older, life is just super repetitive. It's just the same thing every single day, over and over and over again, especially when you have kids. You're on a system. But when you have that kid, you put them on a cycle. They're going to go sleep at this time, bedtime, this time, this time, that time, that time, this time. And it gets old. Then you're just like, hey. And basically, we've almost got to the point where it's like, all right, you guys want to see your damn, we hold them hostage. You want to see your damn grandkids on Christmas? You come to us. Well, that also started if they live, you know, 3 hours away, every single holiday, Thanksgiving, all this. It is a fucking mess. So basically, I had family at my house this last week from Wednesday to Saturday. And I'm here now, and I taught you a little something about, you know, there's more than just thinking about taking care of that kid than other things. You want to get further away from your family, have kids. You want to get even further, have more kids. Just kidding, that's not true. What's up, everybody? The Lock Show here, Kyle here. We're going to do a YouTube Life, YT Life, or whatever I've been calling. I don't even pay attention. I really don't know. But we're going to call it YT Life or YouTube Life. Or if you're unfamiliar with the series, I used to be a big dog on YouTube. 118th person ever to hit a million subscribers, which is insane. Back when I was full-blown doing it, like, a million was crazy. Now 10 million is like, all right, he's kind of cool. A million is just kind of like, okay, cool, good job, you know, pat on the back. But 118th person ever to hit a million subscribers on YouTube, and then my channel, you know, ultimately was terminated, probably just for me, you know, not following the rules, basically. But what I'm going to talk about is kind of my path to how I, you know, erupted, you know, for my standards, you know, coming from zero YouTube subscribers all the way up to passing 2 million, and kind of like the series and video type ideas that I did and why I came up with those. So today we're going to talk about Little Kid on Xbox Live, one of my absolute favorite series I've ever done. I usually get pretty cringeworthy going back and watching my old videos, but these are ones that I actually watch and laugh. Most of the stuff that I make and I go like edit and stuff, I'm like, that's not funny, but I guess I could see why people would think this funny. But Little Kid on Xbox Live is way different, 100% different than anything else that I believe that I've done. Like, I don't even think I really even, like, laughed at like, the hooker pranks. Like, the hooker pranks just accidentally came along when, the Little Kid on Xbox Live, I was just like, this is just the most immaculate idea I've ever had. Mainly because, not necessarily just acting like a little kid, but just saying some of the stuff I would say as a little kid, you know, just like, just me thinking like, imagine if you walked up and like, hey, little guy, what's up? And this little kid just literally just is like, fuck you, just tells you to F off and like starts saying this wild ass. I mean, lots of the stuff tailored towards like sexual stuff as usual, but just saying this wild ass stuff, like it's just was just the most amazing concept to me. And kind of how I came up with the idea, and a lot of my all the ideas I've never done. That's one of my biggest thing on YouTube is I was like, I want to do things different. I don't want to do the same stuff that everybody else does, because if you do the same stuff that everybody else does, you just fall in those same categories. Now, when I was still currently doing YouTube, like tons of people copied my ideas, and you know, some of them did them better. And I've always been the type of personality that I would catch on to something really fast. And then once I feel like I was good enough in that area, you know, let's take, for instance, at BCC, when I played baseball, Bellevue Community College, we had N64 in our locker room. Now WCW NWO Revenge. I was really good at it. So I would beat everybody, I was good at it back when I was younger, and then we got it into the locker room, and so people had just played it for the first time. So I was always good when I first started, but then people started catching up to me and being way better than me, because I already got to this point where I felt like I didn't need to be better because I beat people. Same with some of these pranks and stuff that I did. Once I kind of got like a good laugh at a handful of them, I was like, all right, well, I don't need to really expand on these anymore. I'll just keep doing the same thing. And that's like the difference between me and some people that copied the ideas, you know, took things to a whole new level. But, you know, people created multiple people created channels literally around prank calling hookers, chat roulette, pretending to be, you know, using a voice changer on Xbox Live. Tons of people did it after the fact that I did it. I'm not saying there were people that went on chat roulette, like Steve Carell, I think you guys know who I'm talking about, the Call Me Maybe chat roulette guy. Like, he was one of the only ones that went on chat roulette and would like do stuff with people, but he would mainly like do things differently. He wouldn't sit there and just talk shit with people. So let's go back to when I was younger as well, like high school and stuff. I would always like have this when it came to like trying to figure stuff out, you know, like let's say with my computer, downloading movies and stuff, when that first was really huge, like I wanted to figure out, like, for no reason, like, how can I get this movie, put it all on one move, so one file, so there were like 10 movies in a row. That sounds super simple nowadays, but back then it wasn't as simple. So I would just do things just for fun, just to figure out to myself. I mean, that's kind of how like the little kid on Xbox Live came along. I had this idea. I'm like, that'd be so funny if a little kid was just, you know, you just meet up, you just talk with the little kid, and you like instantly on Xbox Live and stuff like that, people would just talk shit to a little kid just for being a little kid, and like, why are your parents letting you play this, like that type of stuff, you know? But what if that little kid stung back and was like, fuck you, I fucked your dad, or like just something insane that would kind of like shock the, you know, initial person. Because how I would lead into some of these little kid on Xbox Lives is I would just say, like, I would usually start with something sweet, like, Mom, can you get my Capri Sun? And then when people hear that from a little kid, they're not typically like, oh, hey, buddy, like, how are you doing? Like, they would be the one. So I would basically bait them into talking shit to me, and then it would just be game over. Like, you know, this kid just saying this wild, crazy stuff, along with kind of the stuff being just wild and crazy. And then just the concept of alone of a little kid firing back. And, I mean, it still never gets old to me. It still is just pure classic. It was one thing when I started playing Xbox Live and thinking of ideas for YouTube, I was like, I wonder if I could change my voice. Like, I'm not good at voice impressions or anything. So I'm like, I wonder if I could use this computer, you know, and wire everything through the Xbox, you know, to be fluent, because I don't want to have to add in audio later. I want it to be all one simple record with the game audio, with the person's audio. And so basically it was just a lot of stuff that I did in high school, just trying to figure out, you know, using certain softwares and stuff like that. I was like, I want to figure out how to do it. It just excited me to figure out how to come up with this equation to you know, not to just sound like a little kid, but to be a believable little kid. And that was definitely like the hardest part is getting that voice that was believable. Not necessarily, like, there's a lot of voices that kind of sound like kids, but you're like, this isn't real, you know? And what I did figure out is when I tried, after the series blew up and tons of people started doing it, when I went back on Xbox and I attempted to do it, you know, 80% of the people would be like, nice voice changer, when you would never have that shit way back then. You know, people, it didn't exist. People didn't do it, you know? And now when you try, it's like you have to, like, dig and scratch and claw to find somebody, one, that doesn't think it's a voice changer, and two, that, like, falls into your trap, you know? So basically, I finally figured out the equation. It was... And that's, like, it's probably one of the top 10 questions people always ask me, like, how do you change your voice, you know? And I'm like, I ain't gonna tell you, because then, you know, you're gonna go just dilute this little kid on Xbox Live market, you know? But it was pretty simple. I had the, let me think about how it used to be. So I had a couple audio splitters, and I would, how did I do it when I first started? I had a Mac back then, and I would use GarageBand. And in GarageBand, you could do a live, it wasn't even a voice changer. It would just be an audio changer. And then I would use some of the dials and stuff to tune it in to sound like a kid. So I basically, my mic, I would talk into my mic that would go into my computer, and it would spit out the audio. And I would have to use a splitter. Yeah, I would split that out so I could hear my own voice, so I could hear the little kid voice that I'm talking as with a headset, so I could hear the people in the game. And then I would have to plug in my audio from the computer. And for the longest time, I would set up the whole system. I would figure it out in my head. I'm like, okay, this should work. You know, I'm no electrician or nothing, but I'm like, this should work. And I would plug it in, and all it would be is feedback from the computer, just a nasty noise, like, meh. And so for the longest time, I couldn't actually figure it out. You know, I tried so many things. I'm like, why is this not working? Like, why is it, like, spitting back feedback to me? But then I was like, all right, like, I worked on it forever. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It was really pissing me off. It was because I had a wired controller. That was the biggest catch. Once I because it, you know, made a big circuit or whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm not an electrician. But once I disconnected, used the wireless controller, there's no feedback and just crispy, clean audio, and it worked out. But I probably out of all the series, you know, if I still did that stuff, the only thing that was difficult about that series was finding people. Like, especially when I started doing it on Grand Theft Auto. For Grand Theft Auto Online, I mean, it was pretty easy on Call of Duty because you could hop in and out of games, but Grand Theft Auto Online was a pretty long load screen to get to the actual game. But those were the best people. Once I switched over to Grand Theft Auto, completely changed the game, because I actually only started out, doing Call of Duty. And it was a hit on Call of Duty. And it was cool because you play the games, you talk shit while you're playing the games. You could talk to people in the lobby, which was cool. So it was a pretty big hit, but for some reason, just the type of people that were on Grand Theft Auto and the type of people that watched the Grand Theft Auto content was a whole different ballgame than I think it was a more of a younger generation that were into the Call of Duty stuff. So, you know, why would an 8-year-old kid think a 25-year-old dude on Xbox Live is funny when he's talking like a 7-year-old kid, you know? Like, why would that be funny to that kid, you know? He's like, well, this guy sounds like me. Fuck it. What are you talking about? What are you smoking, you know? So, but the Grand Theft Auto is a higher age demographic. So it's going to be more, you know, a more frequent amount of people that are going to think it's funny for, you know, to be a younger kid talking shit, you know? That's kind of what my philosophy was. But also, for some reason, the Grand Theft Auto stuff on Facebook flourished, while the Call of Duty stuff didn't do so well on the Facebook side when I kind of flip-flopped and started doing that. So it worked for growth on Facebook. The, like, people were just eating up the GTA stuff. But when it came to, like, re-uploading a little kid on Call of Duty, it was kind of, it was just kind of different, you know? But it was just, I mean, I wish it was a simpler setup. The reason I kind of faded off doing the little kid on little kid stuff while I still had a consistent YouTube channel is because the Xbox One like deliberately changed up their shit so you couldn't. It's like a pretty difficult roundabout one just to record somebody else's audio. So I can't just. You can do it in your party. So if I had somebody in my party, I could just record the system's audio and get the person's audio talking, right? But if it was just in game, you can't hear their audio unless you have like a special connection for the device that records your gameplay. So you have to have a whole separate cord that plugs into your controller. Well, that kind of screwed up everything, because then I have to have my whole system and then that system, and then all the audio levels all have to be at, you know, like if the gameplay level is too high and you can't really hear them, it can ruin a full like 2 hours worth of video. So it's just way too many equations, and I just did so many of them, and it was just repetition, and you know, everything gets old. Like you keep walking down the same street, you know, you get punched in the face every single day. Eventually that's going to get old and you're going to go down a different street, you know. That's the worst analogy. It's just like sex. You think sex is so cool when you're like young and sprung. I mean, sex is still cool, but you know, hit 31, low T, man, it's not as cool as it used to be. You know, it's like, I got to get naked. Like, what is this, you know? But Little Kid on Xbox Live, definitely one of my favorite series still to this day. I can go back and reminisce and watch all the old ones. I mean, they said some wild shit. And then I started doing some kind of crazy ones where I would go back and forth with the creeper guy. I will get into like the creeper stuff, which actually screw it. I'm just going to go creeper in this one too. Or did I go creeper? I don't even know. I actually think creeper was the first. I think I did creeper before Xbox or the little kid, because I would be like, it'd be so funny to be just a super creepy guy. I don't even have it on here. I got little kid on Xbox Live. I don't even have the creeper. I guess so. The creeper thing is exactly like the same. The same thing is, you know, same voice changer, same system, same everything. I just turn my voice really deep. Now, in America, where we have the freedom of speech, in other countries, if I did the little kid or the creeper on Xbox Live, that's right. Why did I totally fuck this up? I did the creeper before the little kid. It might have been simultaneously, just while I was figuring out the kind of the voice settings. But if there is no freedom of speech in America, I would 100% be arrested for some of the shit that I've said. I probably still to this day could probably, you know, get in trouble for saying some. So I'd have this deep, creepy voice. And same thing, just like shock factor while you're sitting in Xbox Live and this creepy guy comes in and says like some wild stuff. But I would say some shit, not just to adults, like I would say some wild shit to just creepy ass kids. Anytime there's like a girl or like a younger kid, not necessarily saying it to that kid to get that kid riled up. It'd more just be other people in the chat room. So if a kid said something and I'm just like, hey, little boy. And, you know, just to get the other people in the chat to laugh, not necessarily to prey on that kid. But man, I said some wilds. I was watching something the other day and I was talking about chasing a girl in the woods and raping her. And I'm just like, oh man, like as much as I love the little kid on Xbox Live stuff and going back and watching it, the complete opposite for the creeper stuff. Cause before Facebook or YouTube had a pretty strict guidelines, man, I would just be completely ruthless. You guys should go search this creeper on Xbox Live, Mr. Tech. And a lot of the videos will come up and you'll just probably exit out, because it's to today's YouTube standards, like they're automatic, you know, account terminations. 100% would be terminated if I started releasing some of those videos today. So it's pretty interesting how it kind of works, how I love the little kid. I mean, they're almost the same. It's just the change of a setting on the voice, you know, but the things I did like to play that creeper role is I definitely tapped that keg out, you know. But it's just crazy that nobody ever really, like the little kid stuff, nobody said anything. But even like the creeper stuff, nobody was ever really like, dude, this is super fucked up. You should stop doing this. Like, I had the worst advice from people. Like, nobody, people just say my stuff sucked, but nobody's ever like, hey, you might get arrested for this. Like, you probably shouldn't do that, you know? But yeah, that's about all I can say. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, was there any like break? I think, oh no, Colby's calling. Was there any like breakthrough in any of the kind of like any one video that really just like took it off? And I don't think so. I mean, the stuff just kind of started off slow, and then, you know, I just slowly built people that liked that type of content. One of my big, not, I wouldn't say regrets, is with the stuff that I would do would be so different. So like chat roulette would be so different than prank calling hook. Well, not super different, but just like different platforms. And you would have a section of you know, the 2 million followers that would only like Little Kid on Xbox Live. You'd have a section that only liked the creeper stuff. And I kind of slowly started fading the creeper stuff out because I'm like, this is pushing the line. I can't do this. And then you would get that section of people that would just be like, dude, I subscribe for creeper stuff. Like, what the fuck, man? And then, you know, it, for every single piece of, like, I subscribe for hooker pranks. Like, what is going on here? Like, people wouldn't just, you know, just go with the flow. They would be like that certain series that they were into, and it was that or nothing. You did have your people that liked all the stuff, but it was I always thought was weird. And then I stopped doing gaming stuff, and I would do chat roulette, Omegle stuff, and then people are just like, dude, go back to your roots. And one of my biggest flaws is I would religiously be into tune with everything about my channel, which isn't necessarily a flaw, but I would get 500 comments that say, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen, dude, that's awesome. And all it would take is one dude to say, like, this sucks. You know, I don't know if he followed my channel. He could have just been coming through, but he said, it sucks. And that would just be like, that would just like ignite me. And I'm like, just going off on this random person for thinking my content sucks. Nowadays that I've matured and stuff, when people, like on Instagram, when I still post content, like people will, they'll say, hey, like, this video is stupid, why'd you do it? I'm like, oh man, like, you got the right not to watch it. You know, if I were you, if you didn't, you know, typically when I don't laugh at something, I just move on. Oh, and I still do that when I laugh at something. It's the internet, man. What do you want me to do? You know, and I kind of just, it really doesn't bug me anymore. But when I first started YouTube, man, I had to defend literally everything. Like, and then it got to a point where I would only defend, like, you know, if a comment started getting a lot of likes, you know, that was negative, I would go in there and, you know, defend it at all costs, you know. But yeah, that's that. Creeper on Xbox Live, Little Kid on Xbox Live. I enjoy the Little Kid stuff, the Creeper stuff. Very cringeworthy. If you haven't seen any of those, you can probably throw a quick search in and find some, just with like my Mr. Technical Difficult and, you know, whatever one you're looking for. But there are some cringy ones. Like I posted a video on Twitter, I believe, that said it was a Creeper on Xbox Live that I had to edit out the rape part. But I'm like, even without the rape part, I was like, there's no way that this video would last on YouTube, you know. So yeah, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. What do I got? I'm probably going to post another one tomorrow. So stay up for that. Not a YouTube life, but probably just shooting the shit, you know. Living the goods. I still want to attach a GoPro to my head for 6 hours of the day and just roll with it. That would be interesting to me. Maybe not for you to watch, but just like a totally raw look through his eyes, you know, for the day. It's, you know, that would be interesting to me. Not to blow up and go insane, but just like, I don't think anybody has done that. Just attach a GoPro to your head for 8 hours. Now people do like live stream and stuff, but I'm saying just live your normal life. It's like a reality show. Like true reality. Huh. I don't know. I just pulled that out of my ass. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If I put this on YouTube, have a good one. Bye. Lock Show out.